A very special set of twins has been born in North Yorkshire. They are fluffy, you might say, if you're of that frame of mind. They're cute. And their mum started life during the height of the foot and mouth crisis in 2001. The twins in question are lambs born to a ewe called Maggie. What's extraordinary about Maggie is that she is a rare breed, a Herdwick, which has been saved from the brink of near extinction by my guest this morning. Professor Diana Bowles is Professor of Biochemistry at York University and founder and chair of the Sheep Trust. I'm delighted to say she's with me in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Tell me the story of how you became involved in Maggie's evolution. What happened?
Well, I'm a scientist and I also happen to love sheep, Herdwick sheep. They're not a rare breed, actually, because there's about 70 or 80,000 of them. But they're geographically concentrated, which means that most of the Herdwicks, more than 95% of the Herdwicks, are within about 10 miles of Coniston. And so these local breeds can be at major risk if there's a disease. So in 2001, with that dreadful foot and mouth, it just hit Cumbria. And the Herdwicks were getting disproportionately hammered. And I got a phone call from a breeder over there saying, "You're a scientist, can't you do something?" And I said, "No, actually, I'm a plant scientist. I don't know very much about sheep. I keep Herdwicks, but I'm not a sheep specialist." And he said, "Well, you must be able to do something." And so I said, "Well, I'll think about it." And I put the phone down and thought, well, yeah, maybe I can. So I gathered together some vets and some sheep specialists, and we set up the sort of equivalent of the A-team, a sort of a response team. And these guys were fantastic. They worked with local vets in Cumbria and went out and collected semen and collected embryos from Herdwicks that were at threat of being killed out. And then the semen and the embryos were actually frozen.
For a long time?
For 10 years. Well, they're still frozen. We've got a contract to keep them frozen for another 10, so we can keep that resource. And then 10 years on, in a sense, to celebrate the sort of ongoing hope of farmers, which I think was important to maintain, we brought some of the embryos out and put them in surrogate ewes, surrogate mums, and the mums gave birth, and the lambs were born. And then what was really lovely was that we took those lambs back to their original breeders in Cumbria. So, you know, the breeders saw a lamb the last time they'd thought about that particular lamb. There were flames everywhere. There was no hope. There was total despair. And then 10 years on, here was this little lamb that had been born under those conditions, that had been conceived under those conditions, and they had them back. And it was just, it was lovely. They were very, very moved, and it was great to be able to do that.
If anybody ever scratches their head about the value of science, it's the emotion of a farmer seeing the Herdwick lamb come back
utterly,
to the farm.
Utterly. And I think scientists have a social responsibility, you know, and we have the ability and we have the technology, you know, and we need to have the commitment, you know, to really make things happen. And we did on that occasion. And so now she's 2 years old, is this young sheep, and she was put to the ram last autumn. And it's great. She's got her own too, you know, and it's her and two lambs. And again, it's just an ongoingness, you know, hope is about ongoingness. And it's lovely.
And this has all led you to found the Sheep Trust.
Yes, 10 years ago, actually, because we realised all these sheep specialists and vets that sort of came together to help with the Sheep Trust, realised that these locally adapted breeds were not being looked after. The rare breeds have the Rare Breed Survival Trust. The commercial breeds have the NSA, the National Sheep Association. But in a way, these locally adapted breeds, which are a bit quirky, you could say, if you're a Texel breeder particularly, you know, why are you protecting them? Well, you're protecting them because they have this immense resource that you might need in the future, that you might need as climate changes. Everybody talks about food security. Everybody talks about environmental sustainability. Here you've got a sheep breed and many other sheep breeds that are locally adapted, that can adapt, that can produce lamb with very, very low maintenance, and can get us into a situation where we do have national food security and we're not dependent on feeding and feeding and feeding and feeding to get lambs quickly.